up if they want or need it.
I had that. Do you remember Kijin? Kijin Higashibaba? She came in here one day just styling to the nines, and she was like, this was all free, everything she was wearing. So it's a really wonderful notion that because your doesn't strike your fancy, that doesn't make it useless. How long has that been going on? Do you know? The free store? You got here, it was already going?
Yeah, the free store has been going since we got here. There have been a few times where it's been closed for a week or two at a time because we've been moving locations. But right now I'm the current student space coordinator, and right now it's currently in McGregor.
Oh, very good. Mm-hmm. So this particular Sunday from noon until 4 o'clock, it'll be in McGregor.
Yes.
Here on campus. And you're offering things up just not quite free, but certainly not expensive. And tell me about what you're raising money for.
Right. So the event is called the Not So Free Free Store, which means it'll be a pretty cheap thrift store from 12 to 4. What I'm raising money for is the space committee on campus. We have a lot of student spaces that need work and that requires funding usually, right?
Mm-hmm.
As well as student office workers that require funding to get paid. For an example, we have a new alternative library in Weston. And we now have a new position called an alternative librarian. So that position also needs funding.
That sounds like a really good job, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So this is a way to get something that you may have needed anyway and still for a very, very kind price, pitch in and help towards sort of bettering the campus here. There's definitely a pitch-in team spirit here. We still have a lot of alumni coming by on a regular basis, just coming back to help maintain and keep it up. So how many items are we talking here?
Oh, lots.
Lots.
Right now, the free store is currently overloaded with stuff, which is one of the reasons I'm having this event as well. There's mostly clothes, a lot of pants, a lot of jackets, sweaters, shirts, a lot of shoes, and a couple other miscellaneous items.
So if you need to be clad, this is the place to come.
Mm-hmm. And there are lots of good free store finds, as we like to call them.
So on campus here in McGregor Hall this Sunday from noon until 4, that's noon until 4 p.m., that's on February 4th, the not-so-free free store. So Jocelyn, how did you get involved in this awesome endeavor?
Well, I'm here mostly for moral support.
Thank you, Jocelyn.
But I will be there helping on Sunday as well, and I hope to see a lot of faces show up and support.
Do you guys have you used the free store? Do you?
Oh, yes.
So basically, absolutely. It's like trading things in, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah,
like
there's
that.
A thing called free store karma for students where if you want to go take something, you have to leave something too. So.
That seems fair.
Mm-hmm.
So then there's always a... You know, keep the store stocked. So just say, how much money do you hope that you might raise? I guess you just don't know. You're just thinking, come. And this is open to the complete community, not just Antioch students, anyone in Yellow Springs. If you're coming to Yellow Springs this Sunday from noon until 4, stop by, maybe get something that you've been wanting to find and also contribute to this good cause. If someone was coming into Yellow Springs, describe how they can get to McGregor.
To McGregor? If you put in the address for Antioch College, it'll take you to the Horseshoe.
Which is basically a U that goes in front of the big, beautiful Kelly Hall there. That's sort of like the centerpiece of
absolutely. So right when you drive into that Horseshoe, it's going to be the first building to your right. That's McGregor.
All right. Very, very simple. And there'll probably be signs out for people to see. Yeah. So you guys are both third years, and so next year, I always like to ask this of people, so next year you'll be graduating in theory.
Yeah. Yes, in theory, theoretically.
And Alyssa, you're studying anthropology and art. Do you have a dream job?
I do not have a dream job.
Do you have a job that you would take?
I think there are plenty of jobs I would take.
Yeah.
I know for sure there's one job that I did for my second co-op that I would go back to for sure. It was in Denver working with the Rape Crisis Center as a canvasser, and I would definitely go back and do that again.
What good work to do. It's one of the things I love about Antioch. The notion is not just to go out and make a living, but make the world a better place to live in. Jocelyn, you're a psychology major. What do you have a dream job?
Not right now. I don't know what Antioch, post-Antioch is going to look like, but hopefully a great job. I also did the co-op in Denver with Alyssa.
Mm-hmm.
It was an amazing co-op for sure.
What good work to do. And you chose that. You said, you know what? Yeah, I would like to help.
Yeah.
And I will do that. Right on. Well, and if you're listening in to WYSO on a lucky Friday, you might listen to these girls on the air. DJ Cruz hangs out with Radio Bus Seam. So yep. Are you going to be back here tonight?
Yeah, I'm looking to come back.
Right
yeah.
on.
It'll be fun. I haven't been back in a while, so it'll be nice to be come back. And
come back, do a little dancing sojourn, and then get ready for the hard work this weekend.
Absolutely. True.
Alyssa, Jocelyn, thank you so much for coming by and talking with us today. It's the Not So Free Free Store right here on the Antioch College campus. The proceeds from this will benefit sort of upkeep and maintenance of the structure, the edifices here, and also to fund positions for students working on campus. It's a pretty cool idea, and you might just find something you've always been looking for. That's this Sunday from noon until 4. Ladies, thanks again.
Thank you.
Zip-ride-o. Zip-ride-o. Everyone's a winner, bargains galore. That's right, you too can be the proud owner. The quality goes in before that name goes on. One-tenth of a dollar, one-tenth of a dollar. We got service after the sale. How about perfume? We got perfume. How about an engagement ring? Some for the little lady, some for the little lady, some for the little lady. $3-4. We got a year-end clearance, we got a white sale, and a smoke-damaged furniture you can drive it away today. Act now, and receive without gift.